hope has died.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good, if the button would work, or maybe it's my finger. Got it stopped now. Yeah, doing well, doing well. Beautiful day today. We had a couple, well, several days of snow. We probably got a foot of snow over the last several days, but it's all but melted off now, and the grass is green, and it's a beautiful, was a beautiful spring day today, so... Good evening.
Good evening,
Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings from Oklahoma again.
Amen. Amen. Well, Ralph, I'll turn it over to you, brother, and I'll let you know when your callers come on.
All right. Thank you, sir. I sure appreciate it. And we do welcome everyone to Hope is Alive, the show about testimony. And what is that testimony? Those who have been set free from that which has hindered them, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. We do welcome you here, and if you have any questions about deliverance, we have the website, deliveranceusa.com. Just about everything that we talk about each week is there, just available with a mouse click. Or you can get the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. Let them know you need that. I believe we ask a $20 offering, but if it's a matter of funds and you don't have it, I'm sure that we'll get it out to you at no charge, because freely give, you should freely receive. And, Pastor, it's good to be back. Seems like it just it was just last week we were here, but here we are again another Wednesday.
A blink of an eye, and it's another Wednesday night. But praise God. I adventure again.
I adventure. Now, Pastor, I got a couple of testimonies here. I've got one. I had mentioned a sister in Christ who had talked to me about 2 weeks ago, and she gave me a little update about 15 minutes before we came on the air, and here's a little bit of it, because I've been busy with spiritual warfare, self-deliverance, and improving every day. Your prayers and suggestions helped me so much when we spoke a couple of weeks ago. And that she says the covenant prayer, but what she's talking about is perish the thought. Has been a great help.
Praise God.
That's a good way to put that, because that is a fantastic tool. Excuse me, it's a fantastic tool because that parish of thought works. And the reason I wanted to get that out there is I had talked to a young lady this evening who had I'd witnessed in about a month or so back, not deliverance. She got back with me and is desperately wanting deliverance, was feeling the attacks coming upon her more each day. And I took her through that parish of thought prayer to help her. And hopefully in the next week or so, I'll be able to get with her and give her ministry. So if you're listening out there, I wanted to let you know that that parish of thought does work. It doesn't work some of the time. It works. It works every single time if you put it to use. That is a testimony that I've heard from every single person that's ever used it. Wouldn't you say so, Pastor?
Absolutely. And there's so many Christians that don't perish the thought. They hear this coming into their head. Some even hear voices. They even think it's God speaking to them, and they buy the lies. And the lies, of course, are designed to walk a Christian down the wrong path, to steal, kill, and destroy. So, yes, perish the thought. As it says in, was it 2 Corinthians 4:10, to cast down those thoughts. And that's what we need to be doing. You can usually recognize the enemy because they're negative in nature.
They are. You shall know them by their fruits. And that is a good way to test anything. That's what scriptures say. So when you have thoughts that come into you that would be, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I don't want to live anymore, or anything like that, anything that's a destroying thought, you can bet dollars of donuts that is from the enemy. And this is a little bit different between the repentance of sorrow thoughts, which can come to us, and sometimes those can be similar to it when you think, well, I'm not good enough because I failed you, Lord. But hey, none of us are worthy of what God gave to give us. That's why it's called grace.
Yeah.
And we're made worthy by the blood of Jesus. And you know, it was a typical conversation I had with this lady today, Pastor, where she says that she talks to the Christian people and they don't seem to believe her.
Yeah.
And they'll tell her that the only answer is, well, you just need to read your Bible. Well, reading your Bible is very, very important. In fact, it is one of the keys to staying free and keeping the door shut, because if you don't know the Word and you don't stand upon it and you don't know what sin is and don't know when to get it out of your life, which is what the Bible will tell you, yes, those doors can either remain open or they can be opened back up. But the bottom line is, we're in spiritual warfare. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil is a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, and we're to resist the devil, and he shall flee. And that is the great thing, because we don't have just a little bit of power. We don't have some power. We have ALL power in Luke 10:19. All power and authority, and then the promise that nothing shall harm us.
Yes, and that's the word again of who we are. Jesus said that. Now, do you believe it or not, you know? Well, I believe it. I bought that passage 40 years ago and let it sink into me as a truth and a security. And, you know, these lies that come at us on occasion, I'm able to get a head demon up, as you are, Ralph, and interrogate it directly. With the demon speaking out of the Christian's mouth. And I've had them from time to time say, when I'd get the 10 lies, I usually have them give me the top 10 lies, write them down on a yellow tablet. And then I would say to the demon, now, is this person buying into your lies? And numerous times I've had the demon actually say to me, we're having a hard time with this person. This person is standing on the Word too much. Hallelujah. So if we buy and stand on the Word of the Bible, the truth of the Word, then we're not going to buy those lies, because we know who we are in Jesus.
That's right. And a good way to help stand on those words and those promises is the I Am Confessional. If you need an I Am Confessional, we at Scriptures for America have those. We send them out, a little booklet that has all the things you are in Jesus, that you are in Christ. You can get that again by obtaining by calling Richard at 307-742-7582. Or the Deliverance Ministries on deliveranceusa.com has an I Am Confessional. It's very, very similar, and it's right there on the website. So if you're listening tonight, just go ahead and go to that website and use that. And those are the I Ams that you are, and you'll see that those things are what you are in Jesus. And you can speak those. It's like flexing your spiritual muscles, and it actually combats back to the programmed lies that attacks the enemy that'll come when they tell you, well, I'm not worthy. Well, you can say, I am worthy. I am worthy by the blood of Jesus. That has made me worthy. That makes me received. I am worthy because I am an heir to the promise. I am worthy because God loves me. And you can say that as it comes back to the enemy, and it's just a fantastic tool to use. So, again, that's the I Ams. I think that's what they're called. Is it I Ams or I Am Confessional on the website? I'm not sure.
Yes, yes. But I went over all of those a few days ago. I felt led just to sit down and say them out loud. And every time I do those scriptures of who we are in Jesus, I tend to want to beat my chest. It's pretty exciting who we are.
Well, other
Christians, if they would just learn who they are by the Word, then they can beat their chest too. Amen?
They can. They can. And it really is. It's like you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof to the enemy when you say those things.
Yes, yes.
So, Pastor, we get going too far. I know you didn't have a very busy weekend this Monday, but why don't you give us a little heads up on what happened this Monday before our callers call in.
Okay, well, we only had 8 cases. We actually had 18 on the list. And for one reason or another, they seem to keep canceling out. And there were some storms forecast. I guess that scared some. Of course, the enemy in that live program tends to, talk Christians out of coming. Not everyone that comes is a Christian. In fact, the man I ministered to, as I went through the interview, we have a check interview and a checklist, all of us do, so we stay on track. Doing the steps that we've learned to do through these years. And as I asked the man, now, when were you born again? And he said, tonight. I love it. Praise God. And, of course, I emphasize need to get a water, full water baptism right away. But that was always exciting when they make Jesus the Lord of their life. And then as I got into deliverance with him, he felt them moving around. Some of them were a little unusually slow in coming out. I had to use my Bible, touching with the Bible a lot, that we learned long ago. Those demons don't even like the physical word. As they don't want to hear the word, they don't even like the physical word. And as I would put it right in his stomach, the spirits would start moving. So finally, worked all the way through the list. Couldn't get the head demon up, so I had to work the list. And then he had a short leg when we did the limb check. His right leg was about a half inch short, adjusted out. And then he got the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues. Would you say he got a Jesus overhaul, Ralph?
It sounds like he got a Jesus overhaul. that is just a typical testimony there. And I bet he looked like a changed man coming out.
Oh, he looked absolutely wonderful. There was 3, since we had just 8 cases, I had some of the team leaders. They were sitting in with me, just observing and using their Bibles at the same time as I was. We ganged up on those spirits since they were kind of tenacious, slow to come out. he looked absolutely wonderful. I haven't had a chance to call him yet, but there's no question. He's got to be better. Amen.
Amen. And if you're needing deliverance, if you're coming to Branson this year, let Richard know at the office. Give him a call, and he'll get that out to me. He's already let me know about a couple people, and we will certainly be happy to take care of you. But, Pastor, we have Karen on the line. Karen, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, hi, Karen. I'm so glad you called in. Great to have you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Aaron, why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and how you learned about deliverance and then what experience you've had, and certainly you want to share about Nathan, your son, but why don't you just go ahead and tell it?
Well, I was born again about 5 years ago. Came from a history of a lot of abuse, and found my way back into the church, and found my way into deliverance ministries through a friend who not only went through it, but has kind of led some others through it. And we've been to a place called the Healing Room, which kind of done that, and they kind of led us a little bit deeper just because of my past history with the abuse and everything. So we ended up at Deliverance Ministries on a Monday night. And, I kind of dealt with a lot of fear and anxiety and stuff that went along with the abuse from my past, and learned to kind of take charge and take control of those feelings and what causes those feelings, and setting myself free from all of that. So stand on a lot of scripture now, and I'm able to kind of pray through all that. So it's been definitely freeing.
What was it like when you were ministered to? Did you feel the spirits coming out, or how did you know they were there, parent?
Yeah, it was. There was definitely like a warm or burning sensation in my gut. I definitely had an urge to want to leave myself, knowing that ahead of time I was kind of warned of that. So just knowing that that's what that was, I was able to voice what it was. So the person that was praying with me was able to kind of pray over that. And we were able to get rid of that with each topic that we had prayed over and walked through. So by the end of it, it was definitely freeing.
Praise God.
Definitely feel the weight lifted.
So, did you see changes then afterwards?
Yeah, I had a lot more confidence for sure, kind of moving forward with that as to where that fear and anxiety was coming from. So I was able to take control of that. Anytime I start to get those feelings now, there's scripture that I stand on that I pray, and I just, you know, tell those demons to go, and it just, it changes everything. It changes even perspective and just kind of mood right there in the moment. So it's definitely been life-changing for sure.
Yes, just think, Karen, how many Christians have that kind of thing going on, and so few seem to know anything about it.
Yeah, I had no idea about it until my friend had directed me to the ministries. I just assumed it was one of those things, another thing you can treat with medication kind of thing. I didn't realize how easy it was to take authority.
There's no doubt that the Jesus way is the easy way. Amen. Were you able to hear that,
what?
Karen?
No,
Jesus,
I wasn't.
Way is
sorry.
Easy way. Well, praise God for what He did for us on the cross. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. Have you seen any other changes in your life since your ministry?
Well, we led my son through that a couple weeks ago, and there's definitely been a change in him. He's got autism or Asperger's, high-functioning autism, ADHD, conduct disorder, episodic mood disorder, dysregulation mood dysfunction. So he's got a lot of things going on. He was on a load of medications, a lot of really intense stuff, lithium and Trilyptal, and lots of antipsychotics, for sure, kind of all at the same time, and we've been able to back him off three of those medications, or four of the medications now, so we've reduced a lot of that down, and he's learning to take authority as well, and he's learning that when he starts to get upset now, he's able to voice that he's getting upset, and then we're able to kind of talk him through the process of, you know, just stand on scripture and pray and tell those demons to go, and it just changes everything around. And instead, he would just kind of blow up and it'd be an all-out war, basically, and now he's able to voice what he's feeling, and we're able to process and walk through what he can do about it. So just in the last 2 weeks, I mean, it's been absolutely life-changing for everybody involved with that.
That's so awesome. He's 14, isn't he?
Yes, he's 14.
And had he been able to go to school, or what was the deal there?
We're still homeschooling, and we'll probably finish up the year that way, just to kind of keep things monitored. But he's, he's doing great. It's a complete turnaround for sure. I mean, this kid was, you know, inpatient and in and out of day treatment programs and stuff. I don't think he's really ever made it through a full school year without getting suspended of some sort. So it'll be exciting to see if we can get him into school and get him going in the right direction.
Yes, that's awesome. Now, Nathan kind of knew that he had some demons, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, we had kind of talked to him about it before. His counselor was kind of into that, leading him through that, talking about it with him, letting him know that he's got authority over that stuff. And then my friend that led me through it was able to pray with him and talk to him about it and just kind of really go deep with him. And he understood, definitely, that there were some other forces at play, and he was able to. So now he knows that he has authority over those forces, and it's not just something's wrong with him because he's been labeled, you know, autistic or ADHD or these mood dysregulation disorders. He knows what's causing this stuff, and he's got the authority over it, and so it's been powerful for sure.
Oh, that is so awesome. How exciting, praise God. That's our Jesus again, and what he brought to us from the cross.
Yeah.
That has to be quite a witness to people around him, Karen.
Yeah. People have definitely seen a change in him. People that knew him before that know him now, they're praising him all the time with how good he is and how great he's doing now. And there's no shame either for him to share that, you know, what he's learned through this process, and everybody's got the authority, and we've got all the authority to do just that, just tell them to go, so.
Yes. Luke 10:19, praise God, we have power over all the enemy, and even the promise of nothing will harm us, and as we speak it performs itself. Yes, I wished I had learned that scripture earlier in my life. How about you?
Yes, definitely, yeah. Would have been way more beneficial.
Yes. Well, you know, that he being such a witness, Karen, that's probably going to sink in with some people that they've got some problems that might even be spiritual. That has to happen as they find out, you know, what happened, or what went on.
Yeah. But it is.
If you
definitely.
Have you seen people think about maybe they needed some of this kind of ministry after seeing the changes?
But I've definitely discussed it with a couple of friends. And we'll kind of see where they take it, for sure. It's definitely been eye-opening at the spiritual side of things, just because I'm in the healthcare field, so a lot of them are kind of based off pharmaceutical stuff and the physical, so it's been interesting.
Yeah.
To learn the truth of this is
it's rare for Christians to learn about this and how it can be utilized so that we truly can live life abundant. And
right.
That's why we're on the radio show tonight, is trying to get the word out. This, our Jesus did this for the cross. He paid for our sin. Well, he also paid for that we can have life abundant, and he paid for our healing, and this gave us this power to deal with these spirits. It's such an exciting thing to learn, and yet so few Christians seem to know much about it.
Right, yeah, because I had no idea. I was even raised in the church. No idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Karen, are you, if you think it will work out, you might go through our training at Deliverance Ministries?
We'll have to see, for sure. It'll be...
It would be awesome. You know, our teams have all come from situations where they either had in their families or with themselves, and they decided they wanted to learn how to do this. And they came and have gone through our free training, and a certain number of them have gone forward in it and become team leaders, and now helping others. They have a compassion to help others because they've been there, and they've seen that the enemy operate in their family, and they want to know how to get free, you know, to teach others. So they go through it. Well...
Absolutely.
We all got a job.
Yes. Yeah. We are a body. We are the body. So we each have our thing we need to do.
Amen. Do you have any other experiences that come to you before we wind up with you on either Nathan or yourself?
Not that I can recall right now, that's for sure. I mean, the whole process has just been amazing to see and watch it unfold. So, just take it one day at a time.
Amen. Well, Karen, any last words before we wind up to encourage the people?
Just learn that you've got that power and use it. You've got the authority. Tell them to go.
Amen. You got it. We got the power, authority, and then if we use it by telling him to go, we win and start living life abundant. Well, Karen, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Blessings to you.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Good evening. What a blessing to hear. If every parent in the nation could hear that testimony, those that have, I mean, just autism is just it's basically the curse on this nation right now. And to hear that testimony would just be fantastic for so many people, because our Jesus is bigger than autism.
Yes. Yes. And you know, and as Jesus cast spirits of infirmity out in Luke 13, well, think of how many infirmities there are out there. And they so typically have a spirit behind them. And what great news to learn to deal with it. Again, the Jesus way is the easy way. Instead of having to go on these drugs, which really doesn't seem to heal, that I can tell, but it and side effects, etc. So, what a great thing to learn.
It is. And just to hear that they're seeing the results already, and the young man is able to exercise and do it and work it himself. So that's just absolutely fantastic to hear, because unfortunately that's the answer of the medical world. Drug it. That's their answer. Medicate it. Drug it. And Jesus is about healing, not about just coping. He's about healing, not just about maintaining and making it just a little bit better. He's about just taking care of all of it. And we have all power and authority in Jesus. And he's bigger than any mental illness that's out there. He's bigger than any sickness that's out there. The stripes that he was laid upon his back was for all infirmities. Not some, not a few, but all of them.
Yes.
Matt, we have Chris on the line. I'm sorry.
All right.
Go ahead. All right, we do have Chris with us. Chris, thank you for joining us.
Hey, you bet. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for calling in and calling in early. Our other caller finished a little early, so I text Chris to go ahead. Well, Chris, go ahead. You have so much you could share. We could go a couple hours with you, actually. But
yeah, absolutely. I'd love to share with everyone. So just to tell you a little bit about myself, I just retired from the Air Force after a 30-year career, and just gave myself into full-time ministry. I've been working with Everett Cox and his ministry for about a year and a half now, and have really just been enjoying working in the deliverance ministry. And I had an opportunity at our church. We were having a trip to go to South Africa, so I prayed about that and was kind of given the approval to go ahead with that. And so I was going to go for a two-week trip to South Africa. So I went down there. It was a bit of a rough time getting down there. It was ice and snow up here. This was in February 11th of this year. And had missed a couple of flights, but finally made the connections, made it to South Africa, and got plugged in with the ministry team there. We partnered up with 13 people from Switzerland, and we just began to do ministry in some informal settlements there, where people had very little, if anything. Their homes were made of tin and plywood and blue tarps, and it was just really... You know, your heart goes out with compassion for these people. You see the living conditions. There's no sanitary sewers, and you see the children just walking through, open sewage in the roads. And you know, your heart goes out for them. We just want to go and come beside them, love on them, and pray with them, sing songs with them. So we were also going around to local churches. And I was with Brian Blount. He's the pastor of Crestwood Vineyard in Oklahoma City, and he was on a healing and power evangelism tour. And so I was going around with him and his team, and so we were doing a five-step healing model. So we were just teaching people about how Jesus went about and was healing people, and so we would just like deliverance ministries, we'd always start out with our authority, what gives us the power to do this. And we cover Luke 2:19, and then we also cover Mark 16:17-18, and these signs shall follow those that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils, they will speak with new tongues, and they will take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them, and they will lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. So that's what we were going around. We were going around and praying for people, and we were seeing all kinds of signs and wonders and miracles. We were praying for people in these informal settlements. We were praying for people out in the streets as we went. I prayed for Uber drivers. I prayed for anyone that I would come into contact, because that was really my single point of, the reason for the mission was to go out and just be the hands and feet of Jesus. As for example, one of the first miracles was we stopped at an informal settlement. We were delivering flour to the people who, they don't have hardly anything. So some of the churches would buy 20-pound boxes of flour, and we would go deliver it to the different settlements, and they would make food out of it. And after we had finished a day of doing that, we were kind of exhausted, but this pastor that was showing us around, and he was also an interpreter, he said, there's one other place we'd like to stop. It's kind of out of the way, but these people are living like in drainage pipes. And we stopped there, and I got out of the car, and most of the people were so tired they didn't want to get out, but I got out, and we went and prayed for this woman who had been blind for 3 years, 100% blind. And me and Brian started praying for this woman. We just laid our hands over her eyes and just started praying these short, effective prayers. In Jesus' name, let these blind eyes be open now, in Jesus' name. And we just continued to pray these short, effective prayers for her, and then having her test, using our interpreter. He would, interpret in Zulu. And just in less than 2 minutes, this woman started to see some images, like trees. And then she was able to see the color of our shirt. And then she was able to see our beards. And then before it was all over, this woman had received her sight back. Praise God. And so that was one of
Hallelujah.
The first real... Yeah.
Praise God.
So that was... Yeah, go
ahead.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Wow. And so we continued praying for other people. So like I said, I was only supposed to be there for 2 weeks. And I had one of the first Sundays that I went to church there, a woman started manifesting, going into full manifestation during the service. The Holy Spirit was moving throughout the service, and this woman started manifesting. So I just went back and started working a deliverance. I didn't have the door-closing prayer like we usually used in Everett's ministry. And so it was just one of those kind of ugly deliverances with all the sweating and, the heaving. So it was really uncomfortable, but this woman had a beautiful deliverance. And just praise God, and I got to minister with her and her husband. Well, then her husband asked me to stay and do a deliverance with him, and I had to reschedule some flights. And just by doing all of this and bad weather came in, I missed my flight back to the States. And so that's when I had this moment with God where, I had that initial frustration because I was supposed to get back to the States. I had other appointments to get back to. But I just felt, and I just prayed about it, and God just spoke to me in my spirit saying, I've got you, and this is where you're supposed to be right now. So I rejoined with the ministry team, and I stayed there an additional 5 weeks. And during this time, God opened up doors for me that no man could have opened up. I was given opportunities to speak at churches. I was given opportunities to speak at conventions. We saw, and we were going out every single day intentionally praying for people along the way. In Johannesburg, we met up with a group of 26 Global Challenge students. Now, these are students that just finished high school level education, and they're in what they call their gap year between high school and university. And they signed up for Global Challenge. It's much like our YWAM, if you're familiar with that, where they take young people and go do mission trips around the world. And these young people were going to go to 88 countries over the next 8 months, and they were going to break up into three groups. So Brian's team, which I was a part of, we helped do some training and equipping of them of how to work in the supernatural and how to pray for people, and I was able to teach about deliverance. And we went out in the malls, and we were showing them how to come alongside people and pray for them. And it just increased their faith, and they started seeing how Jesus would move. And these people were getting healed left and right of back pain, neck pain, you know, of disorders and diseases. And, you know, I prayed for one man who had a broken leg, and he was unable to walk. And then after praying with him for about 10 minutes, he was up and walking. And it was the miracle never ceased, and it was, you know, and
glory.
And as I've been reading and just processing this after getting home, and you know, just praying for so many people, I've been trying to do this here in the States, and I've been seeing some healing, but you know, a lot of people here in the States are they're not as open to prayer as they were in Africa. You know, a lot of people are embarrassed or, you know, afraid to receive prayer, and a lot of times they just don't believe in it. But I have been able to pray for people and just, you know, short, effective prayers with a five-step healing model that is just simply, you know, you just approach someone out of kindness and just sincerity, and you just walk up to them and say, hi, you know, my name's Chris, and I'd like to, you know, do you have pain in your body? Is there something I could pray for you about? And most of the time they'll say, yeah, you know, I've been having problems with my neck. I think I slept on it wrong. And I'll just ask on a scale of 1 to 10, how painful is it right now? And they'll say, it's about a 7. And so I'll just say a short, effective prayer. I'll say, do you mind if I put my hand on your shoulder? And they'll say yes. So I put my hand on their shoulder, and then I just say, in Jesus' name, all pain go, healing flow. And then I ask them, try to move your neck, see if anything's different. And most of the time they'll go, yeah, it's quite a bit better, or sometimes it's completely better. You know, and if it's just a little bit better, I'll say, well, what is the scale now? And they'll say, well, it's about a 3. And I say, well, you know, if Jesus can take it from a 7, you know, a 10 to a 7, he can take it from a 7 to a 3, and he can take it from a 3 to a 0. So we just kind of work through that, just continue with these short, effective prayers, just laying the hands on the people on their shoulder and just saying, in Jesus' name, all pain go, healing flow. And then if they feel pain moving in their body, we would just say, I take authority over the spirit of infirmity and the spirit of trauma, and I cast you out, up and out. And then, you know, we'd just pray that a couple times until that spirit had left, and then that would open up healing. And if someone was just really struggling with some healing, like, you know, getting some relief but not getting it all the way gone, I would usually ask them, is there someone they need to forgive? And usually they would say, yeah, I need to forgive my wife. I need to forgive myself. And so I'd lead them to that just real quick forgiveness prayer and repentance for coming into agreement with any of the thing that the enemy's been trying to tell to them in their mind. And so we just saw just doing those short, effective prayers, they would get healed, and then we would say, do you know what that was that healed you, that took that pain away from your body? And most of the time they'd say, no, what was it? And we'd say, that's Jesus. That's Jesus pursuing you. He's wanting, you know, he's taking the pain away from you, but he's wanting a personal relationship with you. He's standing and knocking at the door of your heart. Would you answer the door and would you let him in? And 9 times out of 10, they'd say, yes, I will, and I will accept Jesus. So I would just lead them through that acceptance prayer of asking Jesus Christ to come into their heart and to forgive them all their sins, and just to wash, you know, all their sins away and being made white as wool. And it was really special. Over the 7-week period there, we saw over 300 people come to know Christ. We saw well over double that number in healings. I was just given so many opportunities and to speak at different churches that, you know, I was not planning on speaking anywhere when I went on this mission trip, but God has just been opening those doors for me. And then on the healing side, you know, I was loving working in deliverance ministry, still do to this day, so now I've been able to start operating in the healing. And I believe this is available to every believer out there. You know, according to the scripture, that this is our commission and this is what we're supposed to do. So my encouragement is, you know, that I'm speaking to all the people and all the listeners that, you know, in your sphere of influence, in your job, in your workplace, or in your community, if you get a chance just to, if you're in the grocery store in a line, just, you know, come up behind someone who you may see limping, or you might see having a bad day, or maybe they have a tension headache. You know, if you're getting that discernment, just offer to pray with them and just allow Jesus to come in and the Holy Spirit to move in that situation, and your faith will be increased a hundredfold, and you'll just want to do this more and more. And it's, and oftentimes it's very hard for people to move out that first couple of times to start praying for people, because they're afraid they're going to be rejected. They're afraid that they're going to be turned down. You know, and my, you know, just a word of advice that I'd give to you, you know, when you pray for people and they're healed, do you take the credit for it? Well, of course not, because it was Jesus who healed them, and you were just the vessel. So in that same reference, why would you take the blame if they weren't healed? You know, because God is the one who chooses to where to put and to release his power of healing. And so you shouldn't take the blame for it either. So that should give comfort to a lot of people that, you know, if you're rejected, that they're not rejecting you specifically. You know, they just may be rejecting Jesus. But I just encourage everyone just to continue to walk as Jesus did. He's our perfect example. Just as you go, ministry, you know, as you're going about your day. And just, you know, come alongside people and be kind to them and love on them just like Jesus would. You know, so my trip extended through three different cities in South Africa. I was in Durban, I was in Johannesburg, and then I ended up in Cape Town. And over the course of all the journeys, I went on 12 separate flights throughout the whole journey. So a lot of air travel. Africa is a ginormous country, and you know, so it's something that I'll never forget, and I really felt like it's part of my calling and part of my purpose is to take the love of Jesus to all the nations and to spread the good news and the gospel around the world. And I definitely see myself doing more of that. And another thing that I'll mention is while I was in South Africa, just praying for people, oftentimes they would just start to manifest right there in my presence. And so the deliverance training that I received from Everett Cox and the Deliverance Ministries Incorporated was very valuable. So I knew straight away how to go about casting out these demons, breaking of ungodly soul ties, doing inner healing with people. Inner healing was so important during this trip. We did so much inner healing. There was so much woundedness and brokenness and betrayal, and abandonment is a big issue down there. In the country of South Africa, the government knows currently of 45 million orphans. And so there's a lot of like orphan spirit, and a lot of people who feel you know, that they're not loved and they're not wanted. So I was just given so many opportunities every day. And you know, I just encourage any listeners out there, if you get an opportunity to go on a mission trip with your church or with some friends, or if you just want to go out and go down to a homeless shelter and serve, please step out and just start pushing yourself to get out and start doing the works that Jesus did. And so I know it's kind of talking fast there. I know we're kind of on a limited time. Is there any specific questions that I could answer?
Well, Chris, I have one question I had. When you were down there in Africa, did you find that the people already knew about demons?
Yes. So in South Africa, pretty much everyone knows of demons and evil spirits. A lot of their culture is surrounded, you know, most of the cultures and informal settlements and the Zulu and Inkosa, it's just in their culture, you know, they still have to, if they want to get married, they still have to, you know, bring two or three cows for the dowry, you know, to pay for the wife they want, and there's other religious things that And so they're aware of unclean spirits. And so that was, but they also knew of Jesus, but it's kind of a mixed message for them. So I would have to sit down with many people and say, you know, Jesus is the only way. And so there was a lot of opportunity with just one-on-one, and people are hungry to know about Jesus. And so we would just sit there and just share the good news with them, and you, the peace that would come over them, and it was just so beautiful. It's hard to describe. So yes, they were aware of the evil spirits there.
We were talking earlier, Chris, about how few Americans, Christians, have any understanding about demonic activity. You know, they're totally vulnerable because they don't know anything about the enemy, don't know to resist. They don't even, in many cases, know he exists. And so that's why the enemy has such an edge on American Christians. At least down there, they're already aware about demons, and then when they come to Jesus, they ultimately would learn the power they have.
That's absolutely right. You know, and I tend to agree with, you know, a lot of the Americans that I talk with. When I start talking about evil spirits or demons, they're like, "Are you for real?" I'm like, "Yes." You know, the things that were written in the Bible, they are still true to this day. And you know, just going back, and you know, just giving testimonies of what we see in deliverance ministries. And so I think there is awakening here that's beginning, or that's been moving probably for years now, but. I really feel like people are starting to come to more awareness that evil spirits still affect our lives. When you partner with the enemy, and you're not even knowing that you're doing it, that anytime the enemy puts a thought in your head that you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you know, that those are lies from the enemy. And when you agree with that, then they can come and attach to that. And so, just like you said, Everett, a lot of Americans are unaware, which is very dangerous, because they have no idea that you know, almost everything they're struggling with in life is because the enemy is trying to take them out, is trying to wear them out through disappointment, through frustration, through heartache and pain, and you know, and a lot of these things can literally be cast out in Jesus' name.
Yes. What great news. It's such great news, and the price is right. Already paid for at the cross. People pursue
Absolutely.
All these other
Absolutely.
Avenues of trying to get to the goal line, and when it's right under their nose, that in Jesus' name, we can see wonderful results. We had a mother telling about her 14-year-old son on earlier, and how it was a spiritual situation that has turned his life around. The other situations of drugs and everything didn't seem to work. So, yeah, you know, the Jesus, I keep saying it, but the Jesus way is the easy way. Hallelujah. What
Praise
trip,
God. You know, Chris? I wish that we'd kind of change things around instead of, you know, running to the doctors and the drugs and the medicines first, you know. How about let's run to Jesus and get delivered of these things, and more than likely we're not going to have to go waste a bunch of money on all those other methods.
Yes, yes. Well, that's why we're on the show here tonight, Chris, is trying to get the word out, the good news of this and what Jesus did for us at the cross. Yes, he took our sin, but there's a whole package of what he did at the cross, including our healings. So,
hallelujah.
Yeah, what a wonderful experience you had down there in Africa, Chris. And I've been to Haiti twice and experienced similar things. It was almost like little Africa, you know, and certainly closer, but I felt like I was in Africa, quite frankly, on those trips down there. And guys, never the same after you've been on the front lines there. Well, Chris,
That's
in
right.
just the few seconds remaining, what would you wind up saying to the listeners?
you know, I just want to say that Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. You know, so just if you haven't made that decision in your heart already, please do so. You know, it's my belief that time is running out, that we're in the end age, and that we're in the end times, and that, you know, the train is coming. And I just pray for all those who haven't yet made that decision to follow Christ, that you would just make that decision now and just say, Jesus, I accept you into my heart. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. I repent of all my sins. And Jesus, just come in and heal me, like I've heard of all these stories on the radio. Heal my heart, heal my situation, and he will. And I just encourage all of those to get involved with a Christian community, with the church, and be baptized. And just seek God with your whole heart and your whole mind, that he loves you and he wants to have a personal relationship with you.
Amen. Thank you, brother. You're a blessing. God
thank
bless
you, Chris.
You.
Yeah.
Thank wonderful you testimony. Night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
All right, goodbye.
I'd love to see that being done here in America.
Amen.
I look forward to that day. I know it does happen. I just don't hear it as widespread. But it's just really encouraging. Really encouraging. I mean, a blind man.
Yes.
I don't remember if it was a blind man or a blind woman, but a blind person see again. That is just
hallelujah.
Awesome. Praise God. And again, if you have any questions about deliverance, deliveranceusa.com. Get the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, by Pastor Cox. And again, I want to encourage anybody out there that is feels that they need ministry or seeking ministry, and they're going to be in Branson this year, to get a hold of us. Obviously, if you don't get a hold of us beforehand and you contact the wire at the gathering, I will do my best to make sure you get ministry. And we appreciate everybody for tuning in, and we'll see each other next week. God bless, and have a great evening.
God bless, everyone.
Luke chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome, ooh, all the power of the enemy,
ooh, to overcome. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions,
ooh, and to overcome, ooh, all the power of the
enemy, ooh, to overcome. Nothing
will harm you,
nothing,
nothing will harm you,
nothing will harm you,
nothing will harm you,
nothing,
nothing will harm you.